and make you lose your inhibition. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Alpha 17, Tay Diath. Also tagged for PWP, telepathy, telepathic bond, telepathic sex, sexual fantasy, public sex, oral sex, anal sex, cum play, and intercurial sex.
I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be compatible, take me to my limits. Oh, when I break you up, I swear you ain't never gonna get up. If you want it, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle's waiting. Come on, jump on it if you...
Of all the potential downsides to anchoring his mind to his clone commanders, Tay hadn't ever considered this one. Knight Diath, the senator says. This is clearly a violation of our sovereignty. This trade deal... It's the best trade deal you're getting, so sit down, the other ambassador snaps, her mandibles clicking. If you want to go over the details of Section 3 again, fine. Alpha is watching him, standing beside the door like he's nothing but a guard. Tay can feel the weight of his gaze, his attention, without even having to look up, and his skin prickles with awareness, with anticipation. It's hard to keep his breathing even as the ambassadors bicker, but across the link, so perfectly vivid that it's indistinguishable from reality, a thought, a vision, and it hits Tay hard. Almost makes him waver as he's suddenly not sitting in a chair, but Alpha's lap, breeches hitched down to his knees, a thick cock pressed between his thighs as it thrusts lazily right up against his own. Alpha's behind him, surrounding him, both of Tay's wrists caught in one hand and pulled behind his back. There are lips on the nape of his neck, then teeth. And Alpha bites him like he's going to hold him still as he fucks Tay's thighs. Being a telepath means Tay's caught practically every explicit thought around him for years now. Being a Jedi means a hell of a lot of those thoughts have been about him. But this is Alpha. Alpha's perfect memory turned to recreating an image. And Tay knows exactly what they've been building towards in the months since he was assigned to Alpha. But this is a step further than he ever thought Alpha would go. I think, he says, as evenly as he can. And half of the motivation is pure spite, showing Alpha he isn't affected at all. That Tay doesn't need to block Alpha out, because he's fine. That the ambassador from Adnel has a point, Senator Lashan. As far as net value goes. Another image. Tay, on his knees, with his hair wild and his face smeared with cum. Alpha's cock down his throat to the point that he can hardly breathe as he sucks desperately at it. Greedy for every last drop Alpha can give him. Alpha leaning back in his chair, eyes dark as he watches Tay moan and choke himself on Alpha's cock. And then, deliberate, Alpha presses one boot up against Tay's cock, grinds against the hard line, and it takes every ounce of Tay's self-control in the real world not to whimper the same way his imagined counterpart does. What her people are offering has far more benefits for your planet than hers, he finishes, and he can at least look composed, even if he's getting hard under his robes, even if his heart is racing and his mouth is dry with want. Nico taught him that much. If you want this deal to work, there needs to be compromise on both sides. The next image comes harder, sharper, Alpha's frustration tangible. Tay on his back, with Alpha thrusting down into his mouth as Tay tries desperately to suck him. There are fingers in him and a mouth on his own cock, teasing and hot, and Tay swallows a moan, breathes in, breathes out, focuses, touches the image, gives it a push and reshapes it. A toy pressing into Alpha, big and slick to open him up. And Alpha grunts, lifting his mouth from Tay's cock. Tay grips his thighs, kisses his cock, his sack, and pushes them over onto their sides. Alpha moves with it, and Tay slides the dildo into him. The whole thing, thick and stiff. Alpha's body clenches around it as he chokes on a low sound. And Tay kisses the flared base, the stretched edges of Alpha's hole, and feels the shuddering moan against his own cock. Alpha shifts up, rolls over, and lies there for a moment like he's catching his breath, legs sprawled out, breath hitching.
"Like to see me stuffed full?"
he asks pointedly, and catches Tay around the waist, hauling him up and over his hips.
"Let me return the favor."
The huge head of his cock pumps against Tay's hole.
"Suppose we can review Section 5 as well," the senator says, displeased. "But I refuse to compromise on..."
Tay swallows, lifting his head and meets Alpha's stare, tangible even with his helmet between them. Tips his chin and... It's a bad idea to challenge Alpha. He's dangerous, and Tay knows that, but... Maybe it's a product of having been raised by a man who picks fights with huts, but Tay has never quite known when to bow out. "No one is asking you to compromise your people's values, Senator," he soothes, turning his attention back to the dignitaries. "Just to provide fair compensation to Queen Temenaria and her planet." The ambassador opens her mouth, but Tay misses even her first word as Alpha's next image hits him, wood suddenly under his cheek, a body bearing down on his back. His feet aren't touching the ground, but there's a cock between his legs. Alpha's huge thighs keep his own locked shut. His thighs are covered in cum, and he can taste it in his mouth, on his lips, like Alpha came all over his face. Massive, hot, his shaft thrusts through Tay's legs, dragging over his balls, bumping up against his cock, and Tay wants to collapse into the vision as heat splinters up his spine, wants to give in. Tension spikes in the room, washes into fury and indignation, and it cracks right through the thought. Tay breathes in, fists his hands in his lap, and says, "Ambassador, this isn't meant to turn into a fight. I know your people value forthrightness, but this isn't the time for it." He's hard. He's aching with how much he wants right now, and Alpha is still watching him. Beneath the helmet, Tay can feel his breathing coming harder, the way he's hard in his codpiece, pressing tight against the plastoid. "Asshole," Tay thinks, and feels the vicious curl of amusement, dark and sweet.
"Close the link if you don't want to hear it,"
Alpha returns, and shifts ever so faintly. He's thinking about how Tay would look wearing nothing but his cum, curled up in his bunk. And Tay has to bite his lip to swallow down an unbecoming sound. The heat of Alpha's attention sharpens.
"Oh,
Like that? He asks, and Tay only has a fraction of a second to brace himself before he sees what Alpha's thinking. The bunk in their shuttle, a dim room, bodies on the bed. Tay can feel it even more vividly. Alpha's huge body curled around him, over him, pressing him down, pressing him open. That huge cock Tay has only caught passing glimpses of in real life, buried in his body. Alpha is working his way in with tiny thrusts, mouth catching Tay's cries before they can escape, big arms wrapped tight around him and holding him close. Tay can feel it, like part of himself is right there, like Alpha's inside of him right now. And if Tay closed his eyes, he could be right there, right with Alpha, trembling on the edge as Alpha fucks into him. He closes his eyes, sinking his teeth deep into his lip, and feels dizzy with want. He's going to come, he thinks. Nerves humming, breath hitching. He's going to come right in the middle of this important meeting, and Alpha is sliding deeper, kissing him, murmuring something that Tay can't catch through the ringing in his ears. He gets a hand on the table, bracing himself, but control isn't coming. He's... Death? Night Diath, are you well? Night Diath. The senator, the ambassador. Tay wants to curl up out of sight, wants to whine, wants something, but he can't even get the words out. And then, sharp, Alpha says, "Let me through. Get out of my way." And then he's right in front of Tay, pulling his chair out just enough to grab him, swinging his cloak around his shoulders and pulling him to his feet. "General Diath is still recovering from his last battle. Can the rest of this meeting be postponed?" The ambassador looks at the senator, who tips his head. She clicks her mandibles, then says, "Of course. We are mostly done for the day regardless. Should I tell medical to expect you?"
"No," Alpha says. "I'll handle it."
And all Tay can see or feel is a dark hallway by the hangar. Alpha pinning him to the wall, the stretch of his thighs around Alpha's back, as Alpha ruts against him. The tension is winding higher, and Tay can't breathe.
"Excuse us," Alpha says.
And Tay has to wonder how anyone can miss the smugness in his voice, the edge of satisfaction. He practically lifts Tay off his feet, pushing him forward towards the door. And Tay doesn't resist, stumbles along as Alpha drags him out of the room, and manages not to utterly disgrace himself before they make it to one of the quieter hallways. "I hate you," he manages as soon as they're alone.
Alpha snorts. "You're a sappy little shithead," he says,
and turns, shoving Tay up against the closest wall and looming over him. Deliberately, he reaches up, getting a fistful of gray hair, and tilts Tay's head back to meet his eyes.
"Didn't get off until I was fucking you nice and gentle in bed, huh?"
Tay rolls his eyes, then turns his head and gently kisses the line of skin between armor and gauntlet, makes it slow, lingering, and laughs when he hears Alpha's breath catch. Tay's never touched Alpha's bare skin before. Not in reality. All of this is new to both of them. "You're the one who didn't picture fucking me until I was nice and gentle in bed," he counters, mild. And the rasp of Alpha's breath could be desire or aggravation or both. He doesn't say anything, but Tay's a telepath. He doesn't need to. The end. You'll be on my jockey till, oh, I want it. Let's do it. Riding my pony, my saddle's waiting. So come on, boy, jump on it. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.